The White House is warning that COVID-19 could get worse in the U.S. in the months ahead. Here's White House trade advisor Peter Navarro speaking on CNN.
We are filling the stockpile in anticipation of a possible problem in the fall. We're doing everything we can beneath the surface, working as hard as we possibly can.
Meanwhile, nearly half of all states are currently seeing increases in cases. Several states had record increases over the weekend, including Florida and Texas. So far, about 120,000 people in the U.S. have died. Mercedes Carnathan is an epidemiologist and vice chair of the Department of Preventive Medicine at Northwestern University. She joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Well, and I know it's difficult to make sense of a lot of what's going on because there's a lot of data coming in and a lot we don't know. But from what you can see, give us the big picture here. What are you seeing in terms of the spread of new cases? And do you think that the spikes we're seeing are a result of businesses and public spaces reopening?
Yes. You know, the trends that we're seeing right now are what we anticipated would happen as we returned to circulating in society. The reason we closed down in March was really to prevent the rapid increase in cases that we had seen ever since COVID hit our shores. And what we're seeing now is that instead of the slow burn that we'd had for months, those states that have opened up and who have been open for the longest periods of time are seeing increases in the number of cases.